Burden to W.C. White, February 22, 1907. Loma Linda, California, February 22, 1907. Dear Brother White, I have never lost courage in the work in Southern California for one moment, from the first day until now. I have seen too many evidences that the Lord has specifically been in the work. He, of course, is not responsible for mistakes that men have made, and if there should be failure, it must be due to our lack of faith. One thing is certain, there are two elements at work in this field. Probably both influences are needed, but there is great danger of magnifying the difficulties until faith is driven out of the heart. Everyone must see that there are grave financial responsibilities resting upon the people of this conference. But that is true with reference to our entire work. If we were to gauge the growth and advancement of this cause by human judgment of our financial resources to carry it forward, we should find ourselves continually narrowing it down. On the other hand, there is danger of expanding the work beyond that which our resources can sustain. Between these two dangers, the Lord must have a place of safety. Our only safety is in listening constantly to His voice and encouraging the people to let their minds dwell continually upon the magnitude of the work to be done, the shortness of the time to accomplish it, and the responsibilities resting upon us to push the work while times are favorable, and thus save the thousands that are perishing all around us. The weakness of our work today is not in the investments made where the Lord has bidden us go forward, but in the clinging of the heart to earthly possessions, especially by those who are called to be representatives of the people, when the Lord is calling so loudly, both by His Spirit and by His providences, for a full consecration of all to Him. Our new building is not yet quite complete. The third floor is ready and occupied. Our heating plant is in. The ladies' floor will be occupied by the bathrooms next Wednesday. The men's treatment floor will not be ready for 10 days. We now have 46 guests. All nurses are pressed with work. Professor Howell, as you are probably aware, leaves us in about a week. Dr. Starr has been laboring in San Bernardino and surrounding towns in the health work. She has an excellent interest, lecturing in the public schools, and to some 60 or 70 ladies in their home circles. The way is opening for a large work in the line of schools of health. Miss Hoffman will join her in demonstrating healthful cookery. We are inviting these ladies in groups of 5 to 10 to take dinner at the sanitarium 2 days in the week. An excellent impression is being made. We are already seeing some results in the way of patronage. With best wishes, I remain. Yours, signed, Burden.